traumatic and even painful backstories. Could these possibly be the traits of a likely hero? They would have to crawl their way to power, not even knowing if they would succeed. Welcome to Hero or Not, produced by some students still working hard to know more about podcasting. Today is episode 1, and our discussion is on why people with traumatic backgrounds can be likely heroes. Well, partner B, I've been wondering if people with painful and diverse backgrounds can make strong heroes.
Haha, you're hilarious. People like that would probably be too traumatized to even act up. They would just hide in their lonely hole or something.
Well, hey, that's not necessarily true. I've heard about some people who manage to stand up for their families who live in poor conditions. They're usually very brave as well, not easily scared.
You're always disagreeing with everything I know. It doesn't matter if you're standing up for your random thought. You still have no evidence that weak people like refugees can be heroes, nerd.
Well, actually, I do have evidence. Also, why do you need to be so specific about refugees? You have no idea how hard their lives can get. I'll show you my evidence that supports my anger soon.
Yeah, right. Like that's ever gonna happen. You never have evidence for your nonsense. You can't even come up with 3 reasons why refugees are strong heroes.
Well, first off, a Somalian boy, Omar Mohammed, lost his mother in a war. He had to walk all the way back with his brother, Hassan, to the refugee camp of Dadaab. And Hassan was only a few months old. Omar spent almost his entire childhood in a dusty old refugee camp. But that did not back him down.
Now hold on. You're just giving examples. You have no proof that ever happened. And that the Somalian boy never backed down. Never mind if he ever existed in the first place.
Calm down there. Omar is real. He even started his own refugee foundation, Refugee Strong. It is a foundation focused on education of young refugees.
Alright. I guess I'll try to listen to your uncontrollable blabbering. Go on, tell me more about your refugee hero.
Okay, starting off, Omar lived almost his whole entire childhood in the Dadaab refugee camp. He lost his parents when he was only 2 years old. Last thing his mother said to him before she left them was to protect his brother, and so he did. Before you say anything, yes, Omar did succeed to protect his brother and find his son when he got lost. But he didn't just do that, he fulfilled his wishes as well, and that was to graduate elementary school, middle school, and high school. He managed to do all that before he got resettled to America.
Well, that's a lot, eh? But is it enough for me to believe? I mean, sure, it's impressive that Omar managed to graduate refugee high school with such poor education. But that was only to help himself, right?
Oh, no, no. He graduated to fulfill his actual dream job. He wanted to help refugees. He basically grew up in a refugee camp, but that didn't stop him from coming back to help the kids there.
Oh, and how's that, eh?
Well, as much as the people there told him to never come back to this dusty refugee camp, he came back anyway. Not as a refugee, but as a savior.
You're really acting like I asked for all this.
But you asked anyway, as one of the only people to pass the exams in the middle school and high school. He knew how hard it was to get a good education. So after he got resettled, he decided to help the refugees.
Okay, that's kind of heroic. But is there more that he has done to help?
There sure is, but I'm just kind of adding up to my previous answers.
Okay, go ahead.
So when he came back to the camps, he saw the crowded school once again, bringing back vague memories. But he knew what he had to do.
So, what did he have to do?
Now calm down, I'm not finished yet.
Sure, go on then.
What he did was to donate books and writing utensils to help the children there. He has fulfilled one of his wishes. He enhanced the education options of the Dadaab camps.
Oh, wow, that's heard for an echo refugee. I think you might have changed my mind.
That's right, now you better not disagree with me at all now.
Fine.
Hold on, not done yet. So in conclusion, Omar Mohammed was a brave person, even with a traumatic background. He came back to the refugee camps not as a refugee, but as a hero.
Thanks, eh? Now understand exactly how underrated refugee heroes are.
Thanks for listening. We hope to see you again on Hero or Not, Episode 2.